there we get a sense of the power and the controversy that Jesus caused when he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And we're just going to think about that presentation for a short time. I wonder if you have a bread bin in your kitchen at home, something a little bit like this one. Something to store bread in, to keep the bread fresh. There are times when I lift up the lid and delve around inside to see what I can find, and perhaps you do the same as well. Sometimes there is bread fresh enough to eat, and occasionally when bread has been put on top of bread, there's a stale crust in the bottom that doesn't look so appetizing. And before going on holiday, I accidentally left a Greg sausage roll in this bread bin for 2 weeks. I remembered on the day that we left, just driving down the road, I remembered it was in the bread bin. And we all wondered what it would be like when we came back. But thankfully, it got up by itself and climbed out. But today's gospel presents us with, offers us something far greater than bread. But will we receive it? Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry." But it's a hard teaching, then and now. And the crowd could not or would not understand. Yes, they had come to Jesus well enough. They had taken their fill of the bread in that feeding of the 5,000, a miracle, a sign that showed that Jesus was more than a man, but the Son of God. They were satisfied, but for a moment, not for long. There were even 12 baskets left over at that feeding. But even those baskets would be shared out and would now be empty. Their physical hunger returned. So the crowd were gathering round Jesus, looking for their next free meal. They came to Jesus. They looked to Jesus to feed their hunger. But they didn't truly understand who Jesus was and what he could bring them. Something greater than bread. Something better than manna. In effect, Jesus was saying, "Come to me for something more than bread. I've been sent by God, but not just to keep your bread bin topped up. Not just to satisfy your physical hunger." And now, here in the synagogue, Jesus taught them, seeking to open their eyes. It was a moment of conflict and quarrel. It was all about the question of Jesus' identity and origin. They couldn't believe the claims of Jesus that he was from above. They denied his divinity. In their unbelief, they grumbled against Jesus and his claim to be the bread that came down from heaven. In their minds, the bread that came down from heaven was the manna that their forefathers ate in the wilderness. They knew their history. They revered and honored their history. But they could not recognize this new act of God, this new gift of God, this new bread from heaven in Jesus. They were saying, "We know him. Is he not the son of Joseph? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" It was blasphemy to them. And to call himself bread of heaven, to demand that we eat his flesh, well, that was distasteful and repugnant. This encounter stumped them. And isn't that true today? There are many who do not know Jesus or who dismiss him without really coming to him and receiving him and feeding on him. People look elsewhere. They search. They delve into the bread bin of life, looking for something or someone to truly satisfy. But many are disappointed. What they find are scraps, leftovers. What many find is stale bread, supermarket sliced loaf, cotton wool fluff. For imitation is never as good as the real thing. And in France on holiday, we sure tasted the real thing, delicious French bread and pastries. And in a far greater way, Christ, the bread of life, is the real thing, the real deal. So why are many content to settle for less? Why do so many seek spiritual satisfaction and nourishment elsewhere? Why are so many living a flavorless imitation of life? Life in all its fullness that Christ came to bring to the whole world. When we come to Jesus, when we know him, when we taste and see that the Lord is good, everything else pales into the background. We can truly say, in knowing Jesus, we've found the best thing since sliced bread. He is the bread of life, eternal life. And here is a challenge for us as the church. We cannot keep him to ourselves. The church is not a bread bin. We can't keep Jesus, the bread of life, contained. This passage of Scripture enlarges our vision and challenges us to make Jesus known, to offer him to all. Yes, opposition and conflict and grumbling about the gospel is still there, as it was for Jesus. Yet the invitation of Jesus remains. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The bread of life is still fresh. And we find that as Christians, when we feed on him, when we pray that Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread, that spiritual strength for each day. Living bread sustains us. Living bread sustains marriages, as Tom and Dorothy will testify. Living bread sustains families, as Christian and Esther and their family will testify today. Living bread sustains society. And in our prayers, we remembered the work of Reach. They give physical bread at the food bank, but they offer living bread in the gospel as well. Living bread, given for the life of the world. Given at the expense of the cross. To use the words of Christian writer Stephen Deal, Jesus is the bread of life, cut with nails and not with knife. Today he invites you to come to his table, to feast on living bread, whatever your hunger and longing. to taste and see that the Lord is good, and to be satisfied. Amen.